The released report is 48 pages long. It contains the grisly details of the shooting where Adam Lanza killed 26 people, 20 of them children, but it offers no explanations of why it happened.
You can't figure out the why, like why the motive behind why Lanza did this. It's ultimately, I think that question can't be answered.
The report says Lanza had a preoccupation with mass shootings, particularly the Columbine shooting, but offers very little, if any, closure at all for families who may actually be more traumatized from reading the report. Although the real reason why Lanza did open fire on an elementary school may never be really known, experts say that Lanza did suffer significant mental health issues, which impeded his ability to hold significant relationships with people, but did not affect the mental state for committing the heinous crime. The report says that Lanza was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome in 2005. Doctors described him as someone with significant social impairments and extreme anxiety. It was also noted that he lacked feelings of empathy.
All the back feeling that it's in your back burner of your mind is going to come to the surface, and you're going to suffer again.
Experts say that solutions to solving gun violence in America should be explored more than they are now, including but not limited to gun control.
Thousands of pages long, and this is just a condensed version without any specific details as to whatever. And so people, when they read this condensed version of the report, they're saying, you know, the only takeaway we can really have from this is increase gun control, increase awareness about mental illnesses.
But one thing the report does not do is bring closure to the families forever scarred by the tragedy. Investigators say that a hard drive found in Lanza's house may provide key information, but it has been so badly damaged that they may never recover what was on it. The case for now is closed. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.